welcome to See the World with Ajala Nene, a podcast that takes you on a journey across Nigeria and Africa to explore the country and the continent's diverse and vibrant culture. Our esteemed guests will share their experiences and insights into the local tourism scene, from hidden gems to must-see attractions. So grab a cup of coffee and join us as we see the world with Ajala Nene. Whether you're planning a trip to Nigeria or Africa, or simply want to explore and experience the continent from the comfort of your own home, this podcast is for you. So sit back, relax, and let's explore Nigeria and Africa together. Hey guys, welcome back to See the World with Ajala Nene. And guess what time it is? It's the Wanderlust Wonder segment. And as you know, this is where we spotlight tourist sites in Africa and beyond. And today, our spotlight is Oke Idori Hills, popularly known as Oke Idori. Idori Hill is located in Idori Town in Ondo State of southern western Nigeria. Described as one of the most beautiful natural landscapes in Nigeria, you will find attractions such as the hill's great steps, the famous Agbo Ogun footprint, thunder water, and the ancient village to the ancient Owa Palace, and wonder stones that beautifies the community. Hiking the hill is both a thrilling and an exhausting experience. So make sure you bring your firm gripping shoes, carry along at least one or more bottles of water and some snacks to keep your energy up. But most especially, come with the adventurous spirit in you. Trust me, you will need it if you want to experience the unexplainable beauty that lies from on top of the hill. So are you ready for today's guests? Let's dive in. Welcome. And I'm purposely doing this greeting like this because this person is special to me. Very special. It's one of those people that took me in when I started in the tourism space. And I want to welcome, I call her Auntie Abiola. Eka Aboma.
Thank you very much. And I call you Ajalawa.
That's my head. All right, so let me read a brief of her bio before we start. Mrs. Abiola Kudirat Ogumbi, in brackets, LL.M. So is a woman on a change mission, a legal practitioner, founder and managing director of SJ Tours and Allied Services. Before I go on, I've been meaning to ask, what does SJ mean?
Well, SJ means leisure, a time when you're not, time when you're not working or studying. Yes, and you're relaxing.
Is it an English word?
Well, it means simi, which is rest.
Okay.
And e is jaye, which is enjoy. And incidentally, those are the names of my children.
Oh.
So I'm Mama Simi Jaye.
So now meaning SJ Tours and Allied Services. She's currently the chairperson. In fact, when I saw this one, my head was chairperson, hotel and tourism sectoral group of the Lagos Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Yay. Don't joke. That chamber is 136 years
Guys,
old.
It's old. So it's a big deal. So she is the chairperson for the hotel and tourism sector.
That's the organized private sector, by the way.
Organized private sector.
Yep. That's the Lagos Chamber of Commerce
That's
for you.
Deep,
That's
man.
The advocacy voice.
Deep. So in addition to overseeing the day-to-day activities of SJ Tours and Alliance Services, Mrs. Ogumbi also participates in conferences and workshops focused on tourism, the influence of policymakers, and the importance of tourism and integration in the ECOWAS sub-region. Unless I continue, you guys will not finish my bio. All right, Auntie Abiola, permit me, guys, allow me call her daddy.
You're welcome, Ajalawa, anytime.
How did you get here? Why the tourism space? You're a legal practitioner. How did you enter the tourism?
Yes. Well, I always tell people that passion is very important in this industry. So I'll start from saying I've always loved travel. Even as a child, you know, in the garden, would go around the garden, and each spot in the garden was either America or Europe or you name it. This was when we were children.
Yeah.
You know, and then I then found myself as executive secretary, the CEO of a Nigeria ASEAN Chamber of Commerce, which then took me into organizing trade missions, which really is business tourism. But mm-hmm. I mean, that wasn't the way I understood it at exactly. that time. And I did organize quite a few trade missions to ASEAN countries, which are Singapore's, Malaysia's, Indonesia, Philippines. You name it, yeah. You know, in the early 90s, that was between 90 and 94.
Wow.
It was, I think it must have been here 1992 or three, after I'd been a couple of times mm-hmm. in Singapore, that I was approached by a gentleman. I believe he was a member of the Singapore Chamber of Commerce then, mm-hmm. you know, and he used to facilitate our visits there. I mean, the trade missions were with business people,
yes,
bankers,
yes,
you know,
yes.
and government. And he told me, Mrs. Okumbi, if you want to help your country, go start a travel agency.
Hmm.
Ajalawa, I was a youth then. I was in my early 30s.
Hmm.
And for me, selling tickets was what I thought.
Yeah.
I didn't understand tourism. You know, they tell you can't read your expression. So my expression must have been daggers to him. He didn't proceed beyond that. You know, and we let it go because for me it was like odindi me LLAM Ewani Kimalota. You tell me to go be selling tickets. By the way, that was wrong. I wish I had sold tickets
yeah.
because the percentages were great.
You
know, were great.
Not now.
Anyway, but you know, some information is there, especially when you're young. And I always tell young people, keep it, be young, do what I did. I did it. I didn't listen. I, you know, generally, but
you had fun.
It then came back later.
Like
the years that we had, the Abacha years.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
the Abacha years, because I was looking for, I mean, I'd worked in a firm, Ajumogobia, Okeke, Oyebode, and later Aloku. We did a lot of foreign, I mean, we dealt with the foreign investors, the MERS, the ADAX. Those were people that we worked with. We
yeah.
brought them in, we incorporated them. You know, so that was the business I understood.
Mm.
During that period, the legal business I understood.
Mm-hmm.
During that period, of course, you know, there was none of that happening.
Yes.
So I just thought,
So you were redundant.
Yes.
So
I just thought, yeah. So I decided, because my parents had also lived in West Africa, Liberia, the Gambia, mm-hmm. Benin Republic. My uncle was ambassador for several years when we were children and went to holidays in those spaces. I really don't know what happened, but sometime in 1999, I put a group of people on a bus and I went into Cotonou with them.
Mm.
Obviously, before 1999, I'd bomb back and forth, get the hotels, and we had a lovely weekend. People like Chief Iruku supported me. Yes, they supported
yeah.
me. You know, Fola Adeola sent his children, yes.
Oh.
Tayo Aderioko of blessed memory, yeah. Those were the people that supported me. Their children were on that bus, and we went, and we crossed. We had fun over the weekend, and we came back.
But what inspired you to do that?
I can't remember. So you see, that's what I'm saying. It's probably all that passion from young and something to do. You know, something to do. I needed to earn. That may have been it. I needed to earn something, you know, and I just thought, what could I do? And I went, we came back. I had some money in my hands. It worked. But more than that, the people I took enjoyed themselves. It was the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was prayed for. And I also got legal work.
From that.
There was somebody on the bus, yeah, that actually got legal work. Yes, you know that, because they had your lawyer. Yes, yeah, that was the networking part of it as well, you know. So all that came from it. And I just started a couple of those, you know, and then I then decided to give it purpose.
Mm.
So a lot of what I've done is advocacy, because you see that message in Singapore, if you want to help your country,
yeah,
start up a... Exactly. I started putting it in perspective. And I recognize that it gives you a voice, it gives you knowledge, you understand your space,
mm-hmm.
you develop a different attitude, you see with a different
outlook,
your mindset.
Yes.
You know, your mindset starts to
become global, kind of.
Yes, and also resonates, because this was like domestic and regional tourism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you
mm-hmm.
see things differently, and you're not just looking at your space as no light, traffic, no water. You actually find out that, you know something, I could really enjoy myself in this space. And if I enjoy myself in this space, then I'm going to give it some more thought.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be more engaged. And I'm going to realize that I have a part to play.
Yeah.
So, and that's it. And then I got my lucky break, Fola Adeola and Tayo Aderioko as well. Again, aww, thank you. Thank you, fellows.
God bless,
you know, God
them.
Bless,
God
them.
Bless them.
Plenty, plenty. And I think it was 2000.
Mm-hmm.
They had the GT Bank wide retreat.
Okay.
Yes. And they engaged my services to work with them on that
beautiful
retreat. Yes, with, you know, I mean, it's just Ike Mokwede, you know, lovely Wigwe,
yeah,
you know, and Ronke, you know, now Ronke Koka, you know, they were, and we worked with them and we put over 2 weekends.
Wow.
Yes, the staff of the rebirth of service.
Mm.
Yes, that's what the, it was called. Rebirth of service was the theme. And, you know, with my team, which was my sister-in-law, my
family,
friends, you know, we all put that together. And they enjoyed it as well, you know. Yes, they enjoyed it as well. Agbaje, you know, it was just 2 weekends. GTB staff from across the country came together and we were able to organize that leisure,
yeah,
part of the retreat.
Not business, leisure.
Mm-mm. Yes. And people got to know themselves better. You
that
know.
Connection.
Yes, that thing. Connection.
So you're not there to do business.
You know,
money,
yeah.
To connect,
you know, which is really key. So that's really been my journey. So passion from when you were a child, opportunity, and then just
itself.
Take a risk.
And someone then, telling you, yeah, madam, if you want to
yes,
help the country,
yes,
go and start a tour company,
you know, and somehow, yes, that's been my journey, 30 years plus.
Woo!
Enjoying every minute
I'm
of
still
it.
Crawling. I'm not very
yeah, you know, but you're all on the right direction.
Thank God.
Yes,
and we have people
right
like you
direction.
That encourage us every time.
Always.
Like, she always gives us my DM, like, Nen Ajalawa, well done. Keep up the good work. Every time she's always inspiring me. So, now let's go to the associations you're part of. If there's a problem we are having now, we younger ones, is being part of the right association. And one of the reasons why some of us are reluctant to join is because of the unnecessary power tussle we see, or there's no encouraging incentive for we young people. Like, you tell us to come in and we find out what are we gaining from this. Like, I have paid for an association, I don't want to mention the name here, and it's over 5 years now I've not collected my certificate because I was seeing a lot of power tussle issues and all those kind of things. You were in that meeting, I remember very well. After then I never went back. But we know that if we want to grow and we're taking this tourism thing seriously, we need to be in the right community. An association is one of the things worldwide, when they ask you, are you in the tourism? Oh, which association? And you're like, they won't take you serious. So Ma, the ones you're in, can you share why you're part of that? And why would you encourage young people to join the ones you are going to mention here today?
Mm-hmm.
And why is it important for us to have an association?
Yeah, it's... You know, Ajalawa, I'm glad that we're talking about this association topic. You see, association is so key. Your network, you know, you're as strong as your network, you know. And networking is about collaboration. And collaborative effort is key to anything, particularly nation building.
Yes.
Particularly nation building. And also in building a business as well. You can't do it all. You have to, even if it's you're trying to produce a product that you want to release to the public.
You still need help.
You still need help. You know, you still need help. And then incidentally, the ASEAN, Association of Southeast Asian Nations, the Singapore, Malaysia,
yeah,
Thailand, collaboration associations, they work through associations.
I'm aware.
Yes. Now, in 1994, just as I was leaving, we also had somebody from the Foreign Affairs, Ambassador Tajuddin Hosseini. And he put in a report that we as a country, Nigeria, we had to look at that part of the world because the rest of the world was there and learn from their models of development. Associations were, and I believe still, key.
Yeah.
We are not taking our associations as well as we should. And what is happening is that I do not believe, and I've talked to the NBA, I'm a member of the NBA, So
Nigerian
Bar Association. And within the Nigerian Bar Association, we have the Travel, Tourism,
yes,
and
I'm aware of that. Mrs. Rewane, I think it's one of the
Yes, exactly. Yes, before that. Yes. Now, those associations, NBA, for example, mm-hmm. I'm there for the term because they understand what they're doing. Mm-hmm. The leadership moves on. There's, you know, it moves on. Two years and you're gone. There's transition. So that there's no sitting in there and using that
veto power
to drive your. You can't do that. Associations have to move along fluid so that every, you know, at each point, you have new ideas. Mm-hmm. You have goals for which the association was set up. And you have to walk that path for which the association. And because people join associations because they say, this association is going to do this. Mm-hmm. We don't want to name names here, but you know, this, that, and the other. We have associations that are meant to address tourism.
Yes.
That are meant to be looking at tourism, both particularly tourism, how to grow tourism in Nigeria. And they're not doing that. Instead, you're seeing personalities. Where you see a personality greater than an association, I'm sorry, that personality is not working. It's whitewash. It's whitewash. Go and read about the level 5 leader. You do not see a level 5 leader. What you see is the association. So out here, and I say it boldly, if there's any association right now, that is the fellow sitting in that association, the ladies sitting in that association that you see, that association, there needs to be a forensic audit of that association. It's not doing what it's meant to do. Tourism is not child's play.
Yeah.
And I pray that government is listening. And in fact, I pray that the 200 million plus Nigerians are listening. Tourism is not child's play. This is the missing link to many things, including our security challenges. Let's focus on it. Let's look at it. The associations that have been set up to do certain things, what are they meant to be doing? Have an audit and put in place the square pegs and the round holes. I'm not self-serving. I'm on the sixth floor, so I can't even be in any association organization apart from an organization that is 136 years old, which is the Lagos Chamber of Commerce. And that's the only reason why. Yeah. So it's not about me, but it's about what needs to be done now. We can have young people like this, Ajalawa, who should be in associations driving it, ensuring that we get out of this foreign exchange bottleneck. We get people focused. We can have the jackpot and jackpadas. We can have a security challenge. We can have where people cannot pick up young people, older people cannot work together. By the way, my age bracket right now is 37. And that's because I work with under 30s and I'm dealing with averages. I love averages when it comes to the age.
Why?
So I'm a 37 year old. You know, we put the averages together, we divide it by the number of us in the front.
Imagine?
And hey, I'm on the sixth floor, but my age bracket is 37.
I like that. Now, Ma, let's
yes.
go. I like the way I like where you've gone to now. I know you have this acronym, TREES.
Yes.
I remember we had a special meeting where we sat down, we ate Chinese and we talked about this. And I know it's something that I should be involved in, but I know I've not been there with you that much, Ma. But I'm glad you're here so that this is an opportunity for you to share about TREE and why it's important and how we can connect it in the tourism space, Ma. So Ma, please have the floor. Tell us more about this TREES.
Okay, thank you. You know, TREES is it's an acronym, and just like when you told me, what informed that first? TREES came up 2018, 2019 was when it was coined.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know how, where, when, how it came about. But TREES is an acronym that the T is Transform Policing. Now, when we talk about policing, yes, we have the police. The police mm-hmm. can arrest anyone. I mean, mm-hmm. look at what's happening. Ex-governors, double governors, you, me, people on the street. So yeah, we have that as well, where we need to really transform the police force. But when you talk about policing, it's more of how do you ensure things are done right?
Mm.
How do you ensure things are done right? And I like to use the example. You want the Danfo driver to go through the right path you know, go to on stay on his lane. Yeah, early in the morning, 7 a.m., he has people in the bus who need to get to work at 8. Otherwise, some of them will be dismissed if they don't.
Yes.
And then you have a road that has potholes and gullies and whatever else. Petrol queue, this and the other, diversions.
Yes.
And if he stays on the straight and narrow, people are not going to get to work till 10, 11. Surely, really. Whereas the other side of the road, people are driving against traffic, so the volume of traffic is not,
it's
that,
not that much on the other side.
He's going to go left. His passengers are going to make sure he does that. Irrespective.
They won't get late.
So that they won't get to late. There's so many. Exactly. So we need to transform policing. How could we sort that out? Let's even think of something that I remember from Indonesia when we were going, mm-hmm. where they had street marshals. And street marshals will escalate issues that have to do with the street to the local government and all that. You know, there'll be a street marshal on each street, you know, who would
collate. A marshal is like a police, right?
Well, it would be a volunteer on the street.
Ah.
It would be a volunteer on the street.
I think they have that in Nigeria. I think I've seen a few people that they actually wear that. They are not police people, but they are volunteers with the police, local police.
Okay, not even that. It would actually be a resident on the street.
Okay.
Associations now.
Yes, yes.
What do we call them?
Yes.
In our estate, or even on the streets, associations and all that.
Yes.
So maybe some volunteer, the chairman or secretary, or who would be in touch with the local government.
Ah.
So once you see some
things are not working,
a road that you can escalate it, there may be dedicated telephone numbers that the public at random
could.
I'm saying these are things we can do. Oh no, in the Indonesia. Mm-hmm. In fact, you don't want to know what I learned as a youth. Remember, I was a youth when I was going out there in the 90s. You know, there was so much I learned from those countries, you know, that simple solutions. So policing is, how do you ensure that things are done properly? You put a law out there, a policy out there. How do you see it through? By the way, the tourism space is the easiest to use.
As a gateway.
As that tool can gather the information. Once you create that lifestyle for your people where they can easily give feedback,
mm-hmm.
then raise volunteers. There's no country that's the R.
Raise
volunteers. You need to raise volunteers. The religious organizations use volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, associations, old girls associations, I mean, old school students associations use volunteers,
yes,
exactly.
Yeah.
And they're effective because volunteers are after the goal and they don't need to be paid. So a nation needs to raise volunteers. The UN has a program on volunteers.
Because we have people that volunteer, they don't do anything.
I was about to go to that. Please, volunteerism is not my brother is looking for work. Look, put him there. No. It has to be things that come from people's passion.
Yes.
Things that people can do. So raising volunteers is, you need to leave it to the people to come forward for that. So that's what raising volunteers, and there's a way to go about it. Then the first E is you've got to enlighten the people. Enlighten is not school, oh. Uh-huh. To enlighten a person means that you put it all there so that the person can appreciate it. And possibly even articulate it.
Yeah.
And even before even articulating, they can take a decision as to whether they buy in or they don't.
Yes.
So you have to create that enlightenment, you know, in the space. And these is not just for nation building, even for your organization, for your home, whatever. And then the second is enrich the society. Ajalawa.
Ma.
Enrich the society is not give more people money. Oh.
Okay, please thank you.
It's not palliative.
Thank you for clarifying that.
Enrich the society is, please, what does society need to work?
Yes.
I beg. Can I have potable water?
Yeah.
Huh? I beg you. Mm. Can we have primary health care? I beg you. Can we have opportunity for primary, at least basic education?
Yeah.
I beg you. You know, enrich the society is put in place. Those, I don't know if I should use infrastructure resources that are just there, are basic, and let people take their decision. You know, just let them. Those simple day-to-day things that people generally require.
Yeah.
You know, so road network.
Yeah.
Yeah, road network, like, you know, public transport.
But someone was talking about Kwai Bomb yesterday, and I went to an event, and I saw a Kwai Bomb there, that one of the things that she loves is their road. The road is beautiful. Somebody else said, yes, that's so true. That their former governor made sure that the roads are perfect. That's the best thing that they did for them there. So moving around is no big deal.
No big deal. And everybody, you know, so if I want to walk, I can walk because I want to stay healthy. I have to do my watch, you know, I have to do 6 hours step. I don't know.
Thousands.
You know, exactly. You know, and if I want to go by Moro.
Yeah, you know, Moro.
Exactly. So that's enriching your society.
Yeah.
You know, and our constitution says that our government should do that. But we also have our own part to play as well in that.
Yes.
When that's done, we take responsibility and we care for it.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll come to that bit about caring.
Right.
You know, now, and then of course we have the S of the trees, which is sustain.
Mm-hmm.
And sustainable, you know, able is
in
a bracket, you know. So sustain or sustainable inclusive activities on all platforms and fronts. That means once you identify those activities that are inclusive, this is collaboration, really. That's what this all means.
Partnerships.
Once you recognize those activities that can give you that,
mm-hmm.
And federal government, state government, I beg you, and I'm not self-serving, as you've conferred, advocacy, you know, has always been my thing, you know, as the tourism space ticks the boxes. It ticks the boxes. And I think that's probably why I was able to coin it.
Yeah.
Now, and then at the end of that acronym, we now say plant trees, think trees. You know, the plant trees came along because youth, my son, in trying to set up, because, you know, the trees, we run it, you know, with little seminar, we run the trees. You know, right now we do it for free. You know, people are part of it and, you know, just come on our tours and we do that,
mm-hmm.
You know. He now, in doing the slides, started the first page by writing, let's talk about trees, you know. So when he said, let's talk about trees, I said, I'd never thought about that. So why don't we do that? We plant trees and we think trees.
Yeah.
In planting trees, that of course, we're already impacting the environment.
Mm-hmm.
We're already thinking of, that's already a sustainable activity.
Yes, because the roots are growing.
If the roots are growing and, you know,
around.
And you know, for since 2018, 2019, I've moved it around, passed it around. You use it now. Most of events, you make sure we plant a tree. We have something to talk about.
Mm.
So all of us, even on that, you know, event or where we've planted a tree, over the next 10 years, we can ask ourselves, how was your tree?
Yeah.
Apart from, we need to plant trees. We need to respect trees.
Yes.
And maybe even if we're going back to the Bible,
mm-hmm.
maybe if we plant enough trees, that disobedience of chopping tree or not chopping apple or whatever it is. So maybe, but the tourism space works. And I mean, tourism and trees, T for T, Abby?
T for T, mama. T for T. All right, man, so let me go to personal questions about you. Share three things that we do not know about you. Three. Mary, is it a meta marosho? Let me say wrong thing.
Okay. Yes.
So three things about you that we don't know.
Okay. Well,
I mean, I ain't that coloring book.
Yes. So yes. I'll start one. Just, you know, my coloring
Please
book,
do.
And I have my colors here as well.
So you love coloring.
In 2019 as well, I picked up coloring. You know, so my pastime now when I'm sitting myself is just, I just color.
Aww.
You know, I get a coloring book.
See how pretty this is.
You know.
Those who are watching on YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube, see how pretty it is.
I get a coloring book and I just get to
color.
Coloring
is very therapeutic.
Yes, it is.
I started doing that two years ago during the COVID times. Someone gave me a coloring, mm-hmm. a devotional coloring book.
Mm.
So you read a devotional and when you finish, you color it. Ah, yeah. I bought special colors for myself, but for my children.
Uh-huh.
Don't touch my own. And I'll color. You be coloring. By the time you're done, you're like, it's very therapeutic.
Honestly.
So you like coloring? You love coloring.
I love coloring. And, you know, I've just found out that for me, that's it. I think school fees done, everything done, back to now. I think that was my gift to myself. That I'll go back to coloring. Incidentally, you know, that's what we did at one of the first activities.
So, and our mom used to buy us coloring books, or sometimes even playing books, and then you just be coloring and drawing. And it was like, it just made us, you're busy.
Yeah.
And you're thinking, you're creative.
And you're, you know, we need to think. You know, we need to think. Then the second bit is Mio. I'm a spiritual person on an earthly journey.
Hallelujah.
Now, what does that mean? I think.
You love thinking.
I do.
That's why you came up with tree.
Yes. I give it thought. I'm thinking that I'm here. And I'm here as a solution provider. Mm. And I must be giving something back. I'm not just here to take. I'm here to be part of the giving. And guess what? We all are. We all are spiritual people on an earthly journey. Let's just give it some thought. Let's give it some thought. You know, simple little things like let's think about trees. Trees provide us oxygen. That's about collaboration.
Collaboration and
exactly.
Partnership.
Yeah. Trees provide us with oxygen. And we breathe our carbon dioxide, which they now use at night to also, you know,
recycle.
So even, exactly, recycle. And then, what's the third one? Borrow, make me richer.
Borrow, make me richer. Are you serious? Can you imagine?
Yes, so. This is my Shokoto.
This is not there, dear.
Yes, so.
I should my radio cover.
This is
there.
Red clay. Adun Okupe. One of her trips to Oshogbo.
Yeah.
She got me the fabric and I made this.
And that's one of your goddaughters.
Yes, Abio. My bata. Mona Lisa. Mona Matthews. Nigeria. I'm very Niger in my Boroboro.
So that means your third Mona Matthews. To be acquired Afrocentric.
Yes, so.
Nigerian.
This is
made.
From my mom. Of course, you can steal from mom. It was a couple of years ago. I just saw it. Mom, this is going with me.
And I will steal from
exactly. And then my earrings. I don't know if you can see them.
Yes, I love the bowls. It's glittery.
A recent gift from my aunt, Auntie Shade Thomas Pham. I don't know if you know who she is.
I've heard that name before.
Fashionista.
Wow.
You know, she set up Fadan, you know, a year or two ago. She was one of, you know, so. And this is a 1985.
Wow.
I think she got it 1985. Bajoka pearls.
Well
yes.
Kept.
Auntie Shade, these are the people that blazed fashion, the fashion space, you know, that created Fadan in her time. She's in her 90s. Yeah, she's in her 90s.
And so she's still working.
Yes, and 2 years ago, for a year, you know, the Africa Fashion exhibition that they had at the Royal Albert Museum.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, she was in, you know, her work.
And our filan.
Yes. Don't joke with this filan.
Guys,
this filan
is her trademark. She came for an event one particular time and I almost chased her out. I said to Abiola, where's your filler? I don't understand. She has different colors, but she must wear that filler on her. Do you know, Mark, let me remind you where I first met you. I went to Naked Art Gallery around 2009. I just finished my NYSE and I was working in a tour operating company, Tour Brokers International.
That's
where I was working.
Yes.
So I just said, I've not gone to a museum for a while, art gallery, and I heard about Nika Art Gallery. So I went there that day, and I got there. Then I saw you with some of your, I think there were foreign guests that came over. So Mama Nika was going around showing them, and you were busy smiling, that smile, I can't forget it. Busy smiling with your fill out your head. I was like, hello, Ma, how are you? He said, hi, darling. We spoke so as if you knew me. And that was just it. The next time I saw you was when I entered the tourism sphere. I said, how do I know this face? Where have I seen that? Like, Naked Art Gallery. But that filler never left my head. So this is your trademark.
This is my trademark.
Why did you start it?
In fact, it's funny that Auntie Shade, I started with her because she was the one that told me, you need to have a trademark. She's followed my journey. She made them. You know, we decided on the fabric, we made them, and we ran with it. And we were also given a message because we needed to find the Ashoke.
Mm-hmm.
This was Ashoke for a wedding in Lagos. I think that wedding had maybe like 2,000 guests. So you can imagine this Ashoke, they plenty. So this trademark also is an identity as well with Nigerians. I'm sure there's some people that see the trademark, I have this Ashoke in my wardrobe somewhere. You know, and it's all the space of what tourism can do. It's that inclusiveness. And it's sustainable because it's about people.
It's our culture.
It's our culture. It's a way of life. It's so simple to put out there. Mm. So we do this. I remember when I started this, my family was so jaw.
Mommy kilo de.
When I go for family weddings, functions, with suits, with rambuba, with dress, with shokoto, with jeans, for like the first 3-4 years, I wore it everywhere, every day, to church.
It's your trademark. Like I said,
it was.
You can't come to an event, I will see where you feel. Why?
You've got to make up your mind.
Yeah,
and if you want to help your country, do this. I want to help my country, and I'm indeed going to do it.
You are an example of someone doing that. So, whilst we're wrapping up, share at least 2 destinations in Nigeria that you recommend people to that must visit. Like, if I land here for the first time, you must visit these 2 tourist destinations in Nigeria.
Destinations or attractions?
Well, attractions. Let's use the word attraction.
Attractions. I would definitely say Mominike.
Nike's you did not say gallery. It, I'll report you.
Yeah, no. I would definitely say Mominike.
Yeah.
You see?
Nike Art Gallery.
Nike Art Gallery. It's more than just a gallery. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a story, you know, and it's a story of the best of us. What we can do, what we can achieve, because that's what we're known for. The Nigerians are known for just that resilience, the go-get spirit. You know, so you can imagine when we channel that deliberately into, we just want to be known for good, which is who we are, you know, so that the youths, you know, they know they can and they will. So that's Mominike. And then the second one I would say is, do I want it to be in Lagos or do I want it to be outside?
I know you have plenty. That's like
yes, I have so many. You know,
let's do something outside Lagos.
Let's do something outside Lagos. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, we can say what we want about this. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think I would go close by. I'll go close by because I have my views about Lagos. Lagos has 20 million people, and I have an idea of what the Lagos state government should be doing as well with the number of people they have as a tool also of moving across the country to open up the country on different things. Mm-hmm. You know, even the oversight of different things. You need people. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't leave it to our Senate or our House. I mean, they have so many things they do. So you can have people who can give you back this as volunteers. China did it. Go and study what some of these other countries did to create billionaires. China bust their people across the country, you know, to get them to pick up ideas. You know, government did that, provided the transportation. They told me I was there, you know, as a youth. Mm-hmm. You know, so I would say that we would go to,
you said somewhere close.
I would go to Ikogosi.
Why Ikogosi?
You know, I'll go to Ikogosi because you see, infrastructure was put in there. Mm-hmm. And then there's nature there. But then over and beyond that, you know that place? That is where Agbalumo plantain. You see, because you have to drive commerce as well.
Yeah, money has to
otherwise, you haven't done tourism.
Yes.
You haven't.
And I'm saying here that they've redone some renovations.
Yes. So your people are going, they're having fun, they're enjoying themselves, they're seeing the possibilities, but they're also seeing the business, the low-hanging business. People are chopping plantain chips. We can't even get plantain to buy. They're plantain. That band. You know? But then there are all those to do as well, and there's so many things. And then where Ikogosi is located, you know, you can go to all the Dorays, you can go Shobo, you know, they're all in that. They're all in that, yes. But, you know, the infrastructure is there. Mm. Go get it. Go use it. Mm. You know, that's what I would I would say.
I have others, many. That's why, you know, will not leave this place. That's why I said those
tourism. Please tell Madam Minister, she must have a seat in every ministry. They say she doesn't have an office right now.
Really?
she should tell every ministry at the next council meeting, she should tell the president to tell all the other ministers that they should carve out some place, and she will decide where she's going to be every month or every 2 weeks or 6 weeks. The next one she should go is maybe Agric, because 40% of whatever is produced, including the people that we're telling to go to Ikogosi and go and look about how to make Agbalumo wine and all that, how that would be done. Every ministry, you know, every ministry.
Because tourism, like I say, tourism is an octopus. It touches every aspect of this is it.
You're creating commerce for people, and then you think some bandit is going to come put sansan inside their gari. Why? You know? So it's exciting, it's easy. Well, please, yeah, Mama Simi Jaye.
Yeah, let's wrap up.
Exactly.
What advice do you have for the younger ones, the ones already inside like me, and then of course your fellow veterans? What advice do you have when it comes to ensuring we're developing our tourism space?
Okay. First, I'll say don't give up. You can't anyway, because it's all about life. That's the mantra I like from the NTDC, tourism is life. I think
tourism
they got it right. They got that right. You know, and don't give up, but we're missing this. We need to collaborate. There's no point trying to do it all. You can't reinvent the wheel, and you don't necessarily want to build the bike. Let's focus. You take care of the wheel, I take care of the spoke, I take care of the dump. You know, let's get that association working.
Right. Yes.
Let's get that association right. And then let's now start working collaborative efforts. And let's get this country moving. This is a great country.
And it's not just for one generation. No. For the younger ones, the upcoming, the professionals and the veterans. We all need to work together to move this thing forward.
My partner is a 20-something year old. You know? In fact, she just had to tell me recently that she's 1 year older. I kept keeping her age. She doesn't still understand it's because of these averages of age.
You're 37 years old.
Exactly. She wants to move my 37. Can you imagine?
All right. Well, any other things before we wrap up?
Yes. Ajala, thank you very much. You know, keep going. I know, you know, it's one of those things that is passion driven. But keep going, you know, keep going. Because you see, at the end of the day, and I can say it, I've been on this journey for 30 years. I've spent my money and resources, my time and whatever, and energy on this. It's fulfilling. And somehow the good Lord is involved. There's nothing you do at this point for your common man, your fellow man, and to move your nation forward. And that's what tourism does.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it does. Yeah. You know, that he would pay for it. Trust me on that. And I'll tell every young person in this space, trust me on that. And you know, this is a space where integrity is very important. You've got to start on that. Integrity. That's mine. Integrity.
I know, because if I didn't have integrity, you would not be here. Trust you, you have those bastard misses.
Yes.
Oh my God, thank you so much, ma'am. Thank you, Mrs. Abiola Gumbi. Thanks for being here, and we appreciate you. Thanks for the honesty. And of course, the advice. And I'm hoping that trees become something that we in the tourism space will actually apply to our businesses and our lives in general. Thank you very much, ma'am. All right, everyone. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching if you are watching on YouTube. And we'll see you in the next edition. Bye. And with that, we conclude our journey across Nigeria and Africa on See the World with Ajala Nene. We hope you enjoyed exploring this journey with us and that you feel inspired to discover its unique beauty for yourself. Thank you for listening. For your feedback and comment, feel free to hit us up across our socials at See the World with Ajala Nene, and you can find me personally at Ajala Nene on Instagram. Until next time, stay curious and keep exploring. Your journey and your adventure awaits you.